waking up. Welcome back, human. You were unconscious for a few minutes. How are you feeling? Oh, don't stare at me with those incredulous eyes. We've already met, don't you remember? It was just a few minutes ago. Oh? All you remember is smelling something incredibly enticing, and then approaching some kind of bizarre flower. Everything after that is a blank. Oh, my dear, is my pollen still affecting your senses? Take a closer look at me. Yes, that's right. I'm an Alrana, or a flower lady, as some humans have called me before. That wonderful, intoxicating scent you smelled earlier, I sent it to you. And the strange flower you approached, that is me. You're inside me now, actually. You see the pink, fleshy walls surrounding us? This is the interior of my flower. Oh, but who am I? Didn't you know? Alrana have two bodies. The me that you're talking to, this gorgeous, not quite human woman that lives inside the flower, that's my true self. You can think of the larger flower as a kind of shell, if that makes it easier to understand. Look at me, human. Do you like what you see? No, not exactly human, am I? But I'm close enough, right? My skin is a light green, for starters. Vines wrap and twist around me. You see them moving, squishing my breasts together. Flowers bloom across my body. Their color really is lovely this time of year. Ah, and I see you've noticed my lower half. Yes, I don't truly have legs. See all of the vines connecting me to the bottom wall? That's how I dragged you inside. They're surprisingly strong, and I have complete control over every single one of them. Here, let me show you. Do not struggle now. And just like that, you're all wrapped up in my embrace. Now, stop squirming. Don't my vines feel good, wrapped around your naked body? I already did you the favor of stripping your clothes while you were unconscious. You're rather handsome, you know. I especially like your muscles. Do you like the way I feel running across your chest? How about further down, by your legs? Oh my, are you getting hard? You silly boy, are you getting aroused by a plant? How lovely. This is going to be much easier than I expected. I suppose I should tell you why I've trapped you here, shouldn't I? Understand, Hunter, that the forest is not blind to your actions. Every felled tree, every frightened bird, every slain deer, it remembers. Every single thing consumes something else to survive. It is cruel, but it is nature's way. I recognize that this extends to humans as well. Many of your kind need to hunt to survive. And when they treat the forest with respect and take no more than what they need, I leave them be. But you? You do not hunt to survive. You hunt for sport. How many lives have you cut short today? It is more than you think. How many mates will wait at home, crying out for a lover that will never return? How many children will starve because their parents will not be coming home to feed them? Too many. And it stops today. I could simply kill you, but violence is just so crude, so distasteful. Sentient beings like us, we can do better. Besides, you're still young. You can still learn the errors of your ways. So, I'm going to teach you a lesson, Hunter. I'm going to remind you of something. Humans tend to think that they're above nature, that they're outside of the food chain. You're not. You are not a bad kisser. This close to you, I can feel your heat, and I can feel how hard you are, too. You're scared. You have no idea what I'm going to do to you. But that is exciting too, is it not? This is also new, so unexpected. Your mind is running wild. Do you like it when I stroke you, human? Do you like feeling my hands run along your cock? I can feel you pulsing in my hands, although you are a little dry. Let me take care of that. Do you see my pussy, human? Don't worry, you will get to experience it eventually. For now, just watch me. You see my fingers, human? You see that sticky, golden substance? That's my nectar. Oh, if only you could see your face right now. You're staring so intently. Do you want to taste it that badly? Not just yet, but I am willing to coat your cock with it. Doesn't that feel so much better? Admit it, human. You love this. You love how much my sticky nectar clings to your shaft. I'm going to keep touching myself as I stroke you, all right? Look how much my cunt is leaking. Look at all that incredible nectar. It's starting to form a puddle. This entire chamber can start to fill up with nectar when I get really worked up, did you know? Moan all you like, human. Nobody else can hear us. This space is just for us. You're starting to groan even louder. You sound wonderful, human. Don't stop. Keep letting me know how incredible I'm making you feel. I think I'll use my vines to start covering the rest of you in my nectar. Would you like that? I thought so. There. Do you like that? Your entire body is getting sticky now. But my, aren't you getting a little too worked up? I'm only just getting started with you. If you come this early, I'm going to have to punish you. Endure it. Endure the pleasure. Do not disappoint me. You're gritting your teeth. I can feel the muscles in your back straining. You're trying so hard to resist. You want the pleasure to last longer, don't you? Poor human. Oh, I want to stop, but you wouldn't learn your lesson that way. You'll just have to keep holding back. I can feel your balls beginning to tighten. You aren't thinking of coming, are you? You know that you're going to be punished if you come without my permission, don't you? You're starting to thrash around, bucking your hips. But you can't do anything, my dear. You are completely helpless, wrapped comfortably in my vines and totally at my mercy. You're so close. You're putting up as much of a fight as you can, but I'm just too much for you. You're going to burst any second now. And stop. Oh, you poor man. You wanted to come so badly, but I didn't let you, did I? Oh, look at you thrashing around, trying so hard to rub your cock against my vines. You were so desperate for any source of friction, any source of pleasure, but there's nothing there. Oh, what's wrong? You look so sad. Where's that joyous expression you had a minute ago? Look at you. Who's the helpless animal now? But don't worry, human. I know what will cheer you up again. Here, lick the nectar off my fingers. Oh, you really went right for it, didn't you? Your mouth feels wonderful. How do I taste? Ah, why, thank you. That is very flattering. Did I mention that my nectar is an incredibly potent aphrodisiac for humans? You can feel it already, can't you? Feel that delicious warmth spreading through your entire body. It's as if that same wonderful, sticky sensation covering you is now inside of you too. Do you want more? Since you love that taste so much, here, let me bring you a little lower. There. Work for it, human. Lick me. And drink to your heart's content. Don't be shy. Drink me. Like that, human. Don't be afraid to use your entire face. So aggressive. Your tongue is so greedy, human. Drink from my dripping cunt, my sexy human boy. I'm so glad that you already love the taste. Get used to it, because it's going to be the only thing you'll eat for a while. That's right. I'm going to be keeping you for quite a while. I have to be sure that my lessons stick, after all. But there's nothing to fear. With me, you have infinite stamina. Your refractory period, gone. You'll never need to stop to rest. And my nectar has all the nutrients your body needs. You can fuck and you can come. Endlessly. You're quite good at eating me out, you know. I'm impressed. But I think you've had enough, my dear. After all, I can't exactly teach you the error of your ways. If you're out of your mind on nectar, can I? Let's move on. You You see this vine of mine? It's a little bigger, a little darker than the others, but otherwise, nothing remarkable, right? Think again. This is a very special vine. You see how it can open and close like a mouth? Take a closer look, human. It's a little dark, but you should be able to make it out. Did you see? See the sticky insides of my tentacle vine, made of the same fleshy pink that you're pinned against? Huh. What did you think I intend to do with this? Can you imagine it, my handsome human? Remember that I have complete control over every part of my body. Imagine this tightly enclosing around your cock. Imagine the millions of fibers working in unison. Stroking you, teasing you, milking you. Have you figured out what my food source is yet, human? Oh, yes. My flower body does absorb sunlight and nutrients, just like any other plant. But my true body? Do you know what we Alrana find more delicious than anything else? It's human semen, darling. You are my food source. You will remain inside of me. I will overwhelm you with pleasure, and you will surrender all of your seed to me. You will sustain me. You will give life to the forest until the debt of life that you've taken from it has been repaid. Unimaginable pleasure shall be your penance. Are you ready, darling? Ready for your first milking? So eager. That's what I like to hear. But here's the catch, my dear. This is your first step to recovery. You will initiate this. It's meaningless if I do it. I'm going to loosen the vines binding you just enough for your arms to move about. There. Now, take my vine tentacle and... Oh. Oh, you didn't hesitate at all, did you? Are you that desperate, my needy human? Do you need to come that badly? Perhaps you shouldn't have had quite so much of my nectar. Isn't that just such a wonderful sight, darling? Look at us. Not a single inch of your dick is exposed. I've completely swallowed you up. Oh, just listen to your moans. I think you're completely beyond words now. It feels so good, you can barely even comprehend it. Let's add my sticky vines twisting around your body again. And here, let me stand a little closer. Angle myself at you. I can tell that you're dying for another taste of my pussy. Fuck, that's good. You really know how to lick. Keep at it. Drink from me as I prepare to drink from you. Fuck, yes. Feel every single part of me stroking and sucking on you independently. Even the vines on your legs and back. It's like receiving 1,000 different mouths all at the same time. Ah, your dick is starting to leak pre-cum. Did you feel that? My tentacle instantly sucked it out of you. It was delicious, by the way. Did I mention that I can taste with my vines, too? You know... I realize now that I've been ignoring your balls. Here, let's add another tentacle and fix that. Ah, fuck. So fucking delicious. did you like that as much as I did? I could feel you groaning into my cunt. It's almost time, human. Are you ready to burst? I'm feeling very hungry. Feel me tighten around your dick. You feel how the tentacle on your cock subtly changes its rhythm. Keep licking, human. I'm not going to stop pleasuring you. Even as you cry out and begin to spurt for me, I'm not going to stop pumping your dick. Not going to stop sucking on your balls. Not going to stop milking you. I expect you to do the same for me. Here we go. I'm right there. I'm so close. I'm so close. I'm so close. Oh, human. Human. Oh. So close, human. Oh, give me your cum. Show me that you want to change. Be a good human and feed me. Feed me as I feed from you. Drink from me as I drink from you. Oh, human. Give me your cum. Give it to me now. Now, human. Now. Oh. Oh. Drink. Drink. Fuck, that was incredible. You came so much for me, human. Did you feel as good as you tasted? And you were so loud, darling. That's good to hear. I'm glad that I could make you so happy. Oh, that really was so good. Now then, get ready to feel it again. What's that? You're still sensitive? Well, I'm sorry, darling, but I did tell you, didn't I? I told you that I wasn't going to stop, and I meant it. You can protest and try to squirm away from me all you like, but it won't do you any good. You still have a lot to atone for. So stop thrashing and get ready to feed me again.